Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, February 3rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. Many school districts have shifted to remote learning during the pandemic, but that's not so easy for the nation's technical and vocational schools. We're getting certified in fields like welding, plumbing, and cosmetology requires hands-on experience that can't always be done at home.
There's going to be a lot of learning loss and lost time for students who are graduating this year and even down the pipeline, trying to get into maybe an associate's program at a community college. Businesses are going to find a little bit of trouble hiring, I would imagine.
These programs have had to do a lot of improvising to ensure that students' paths to a good-paying career aren't derailed. Coming up, our reporter Ann Michaud will discuss the challenges they're facing, and we'll talk with the superintendent of one technical school about how they're responding. That's after the break. Vocational and technical schools offer hands-on coursework to ensure that students have a path to a well-paying job. But those programs have had to adapt to a lot in recent years, and especially during the pandemic. In a moment, we'll be speaking with Sheila Harity from the Montachusett Regional Vocational Technical School in Massachusetts. But first, we're joined by our reporter, Ann Michaud. She's been looking into the challenges the schools are facing. Ann, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, JR.
So we often picture technical and vocational schools teaching things like manufacturing, cosmetology, construction. How have these programs expanded recently to help train students for modern jobs?
Right now, there's a lot of emphasis on IT, cybersecurity, healthcare, and STEM fields, in addition to the manufacturing and automotive, which has sort of been the traditional backbone of the system.
And then there's the more immediate disruption from the pandemic. When we look further down the line beyond the students in the schools, and we look at the businesses that will be hiring these students, how does this disruption affect them?
Well, I think that there's going to be a lot of learning loss and lost time for students who are graduating this year and even down the pipeline, trying to get into maybe an associate's program at a community college. Businesses are going to find a little bit of trouble hiring, I would imagine. I know that at Montachusett Tech, Monty Tech, they call it, the superintendent said she was talking with some of the unions to get them to relax their apprenticeship rules so that they would take some of these kids who aren't getting the hands-on, say, in construction or electrical right now.
Now, speaking of the Montachusett School, Superintendent Sheila Harity has been making changes to keep the program running during the pandemic, and she joins me now. Sheila, thank you for being with us.
JR, it's great to be with you.
So technical programs require a lot of hands-on work from the students. How have you had to improvise to overcome disruptions caused by the pandemic, you know, in terms of the equipment that they need?
So when we had to shift to remote last March, when Massachusetts realized at the time that COVID was in our state and we really needed to close down, fortunately, we actually had a one-to-one Chromebook initiative already in our school for 5 years. And we were doing that for the remainder of the school year, but knew that we absolutely needed to get the students back into the building. It's really hard to teach plumbing and electrical skills without actually having the hands-on application that the school would provide. Plus, the teachers were at home, and it's pretty hard to use your pots and pans from your kitchen to show the students how to wire a home and so forth. So when we worked with our teachers' union and our parents and our community members, and our school committee, of course, developing a plan for the return for this year, we knew that we needed the lens of how can we get as much hands-on activities and engage the students out of school as possible in the most safest fashion. So what we decided is the students would come to the school 700 a day, so half the students. Half of the 700, the 350 would be in their shops, and the other 350 would be doing their academics. And we would do that 1 week, and then the opposite week, we flip-flop that they would have their academics and then their technical program. So if you were in shop, you'd be in person 3 days a week, and in your academics, you would be in 2 days a week. and the other days you would receive your education remotely. And that way we're able to service the 700 students each week so that everybody had some FaceTime directly with their instructors and totally engaged with their vocational program.
It sounds like it took some commitment to making sure that students had everything that they needed. So how did you ensure that, say, the cosmetology department made sure that students had what they needed, even studying from home?
Well, each year, each individual student in the cosmetology department receives a kit, a hair kit that includes mannequins with all different lengths of hair, as well as all the various tools that the student would need to be engaged in cosmetology, including their apron and so forth. Well, when COVID hit and we had to go remote, students on their remote days before they leave Monte Tech take their cosmetology kit that includes their mannequins home with them. So when the teacher is doing instruction via Zoom and doing the demonstrations on how to cut the hair or the curling or the coloring and so forth, that the students actually have their mannequins home with them as they're following along with the teacher in the demonstration.
Now, our reporter Ann Michaud reported that you recently worked with the unions to allow students to work even though their classroom time had been reduced. Can you tell us more about that?
So our vocational director and the other regional schools, their vocational directors as well, coordinated with both of the boards, both electrical, plumbing, and talked to them specifically about how are we going to work together to ensure that our students stay in step with their apprenticeship and journeyman. And once the vocational directors explained the specific skills and the exact plan, the hybrid model that we were using, and everything has to be documented. They're documenting the number of hours in the shop, they're documenting their skill performance, they're documenting their related theory time, so that everything is accounted for, and they're working directly with the boards to ensure that this workforce pipeline does not see a massive gap. Because as you know, a lot of the data is showing that there's an aging population in these fields, and we want to make sure that we continue to bring up the next generation of electricians and plumbers.
So for students, how important is it for there to be minimal disruption in them getting to the finish line and then to graduate and embark on their career?
I really need to credit our teachers because they were adamant that we needed to get back to school in the most safest fashion, knowing that they needed this, the students needed this hands-on experience. We are a cog in the wheel of workforce development, and it is essential that we continue the work that we're doing even through our COVID pandemic. Because the only way we're going to recover from this pandemic is to make sure that we have the workforce necessary to help us recover. So I really need to applaud our teachers for their ability and their commitment to not only provide the best education in person safely, but also to provide the education and training remotely so that they could sustain and continue to keep the students engaged through this very, very difficult time.
Okay, that's Sheila Harity, superintendent of Montechusett Regional Vocational Technical School in Fitchburg, Massachusetts. Sheila, thank you for joining us.
It was my pleasure to speak with you today.
So, Anne, Sheila just mentioned the economic role that these vocational and technical schools play. I want to ask you how the schools are looking to attract the next generation of students and the role that an eventual career plays in that.
I think you're seeing a lot of emphasis right now on making sure that kids can come out of high school with a path to making money, even if they don't have, you know, a four-year college degree. There's one school innovation zone in South Texas, which is three school districts that banded together to offer these sorts of technical programs to their students. And they're going around to eighth grades this year and speaking to the students about the various degree programs they have or certification programs. And one of the ways they hook students with this is to tell them about their potential earnings. For example, with an associate's degree as a welder, a student could make $65,000 to $85,000 a year.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Michaud. Ann, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks very much, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.